You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My next guest is Dr. Sylvia Pavan at Cal Poly Humboldt University. She recently discovered a new species of opossum while on a search for a squirrel missing from the genealogy tree. Welcome to the Exchange, Dr. Pavan.
Hello. Hi, Mike. Good morning. Thank you.
Well, your adventures have given us a lot to sort out. So help us understand what you and your team have discovered.
Yeah, so we went to this expedition to the eastern Andes of Peru, and we actually were searching for a mysterious squirrel, which has been, you know, known from like a few specimens collected over 30 years ago, and it was suspected to be a new species to science. And then I was actually studying squirrels at that time, and I was like, okay, I need to go search for this squirrel because we don't have enough in scientific collections to allow us to decide if this is really a new species. So, and the site from where the species of squirrel was known from is this national park in Peru called the Hiwabseo National Park. And it's also not just, you know, important because of the squirrel, but this is a protected area for both natural reasons and for cultural reasons. So it's a UNESCO site, a World Heritage Site. You may have heard about that. So it has like unique perspectives for both culture and nature. And it's really hard to reach. So I, with this story in mind, like I was searching for the squirrel, and I also had the potential of like discovering other stuff in the park because it's a highly understudied region and also with high diversity. I actually got this grant from National Geographic, a explorer's grant, to organize a expedition to go to this place. So we went to search for the squirrel, but also search for other small vertebrates, not just the squirrel. And we ended up, you know, seeing several species that have not yet been cataloged by science. So we are now on the process of like making out the comparisons of the species with other already known species so we can describe them and formally recognize them.
Okay, so you found several species that haven't yet been categorized. Tell me about the topography of the eastern Andes in Peru.
Yeah, so this is a kind of like altitude area. The area that we were trapping, it was between 26 and 28, 29 hundred meters. And that's a to be honest, for small mammals, which is one of the groups that we were targeting, it's a kind of a sampling gap. So we don't have a lot of, you know, knowledge about which species inhabit those altitudinal levels in the Andes, along the Andes. So we were actually expecting to find some like new species. And then the species that we are talking about that was just described, which is the Marmosa chachapoya, was found at 2,600 meters, which for the genus Marmosa, it's pretty unusual. So once we collected that specimen and we looked at the specimen and thought it was a Marmosa, we knew it was probably something new because it's a higher altitude than other species of Marmosa have been collected and are known to inhabit.
Okay, you know? So are we talking about the squirrel or the possum or both?
The possum, the new opossum. But we were going for the squirrel too, but I'm talking now about the opossum that has been described and recently named.
Mm-hmm. So who was on your team? How big was this team, this expedition?
Yeah, so we had a set of almost 10 people. These included, in addition to myself, which I am a mammalogist, I study mammals. We had two other people that also studied mammals, Pamela Sanchez Vendisu from Peru and Edson Abreu from Brazil. And we also had other team members that were studying herps, which are the amphibians and reptiles. So we had Renzo Pradel from Peru, Pedro Peloso from Brazil, and Roberta Fonseca from Brazil as well.
Okay.
And we also had involved with our team, these are the people that actually got to go to the field, but we also had other researchers involved and people that have experience and expertise in Peruvian vertebrates, including both mammals and, you know, amphibians and reptiles.
Gotcha. My guest is Cal Poly Humboldt Professor Dr. Sylvia Pavan. She and her team discovered a new species of opossum in the eastern Andes in Peru. Doctor, tell me about the process of discovery. What does that look like when you're out there?
Okay, so, well, the process of discovery, you mean like the field work?
Yes. What does that look like?
Yeah, so field work is one of the, I would say, most exciting part of you know, scientists that study biodiversity, because it's really like you may find new things and you are out in the field. It's really inspiring. And then we went for, you know, this survey on these animals. And I was particularly working on the small mammals in my case. So we set traps, you know, in the forest, and we do also walks to see if we can find the animals. For small mammals, it's mostly trusting the traps, because the small mammals, they are nocturnal and they are very tiny and difficult to see. So we have these live traps, which we call Sherman traps, that have some bait inside, and the animals are attracted by the smells of the bait. And once they go inside, there's a little platform that closes the outside door, and then they are trapped on this so we can see them. And, you know, we study them. This is a process of like how we get them right in the field. I don't know which other aspects you wanted to know about the field or like the discovery process. Once we have them, we actually can look at them, look at the like morphological characters. And also I study genetics. So I look at their DNA sequences to understand where they go in a tree of life for their relatives and how their evolution may have happened and which processes might be related to their diversification and how they like originated.
Okay, so you have a team, you're out in this high-level topography, you find these animals, you trap them, you recognize what they are, and then there's some sort of process of reporting. How do you get this official recognition that you've discovered something new?
So the official recognition comes after a lot of comparative analysis. And in my case, we do both comparative analysis using some genetic characters. So we go to the lab and we have these like little samples you know, that have cells on them, and then we can sequence the DNA from these samples that we have. And then by sequencing the DNA and doing the DNA barcoding, this is a method that uses, you know, short DNA sequences to identify species with consistency across, you know, different species, right? So you get already like what has been described, and you compare what has been described with your species that you collected to know if the collected species is different from the others. So this is one side of the comparisons. It's the genetic comparison. And this also involves the comparison of the anatomy of the animals. So you have to go and compare the specimen, the morphology of the specimen, which includes both like characteristics of the fur and also characteristics of the internal anatomy, including, for example, osteology and anatomical characters in the skull of the animal. So we have to compare this recently collected material with other material that is housed in natural history collections. So many times this involves, you know, several years of comparisons, because you have to confirm if this is a new species. You need to absolutely be certain and compare and document the morphology, comparing with other museum collections material, sometimes across different countries and even in different continents. So for describing this particular species, for example, I have compared the single specimen with of Marmosa chachapoya with other close relatives that were housed in U.S. museums and also in South American museums.
Okay, so that comparison process takes a while, and ultimately, it proves that you have discovered a new species of opossum. So congratulations on your discovery, Dr. Pavana.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have about 30 seconds left, so what's next in your adventures?
So we are, still related to the same expedition. We are in the process of comparing the other species that were, sampled during that project and comparing their DNA sequences and also their morphologies with, other close relatives so we can formally recognize them. So this is really like part of the, doing the basic. These discoveries set the base for, everything. Once you know a species exists, you have a name for that species. When you position that species in the tree of life, it then becomes easier to track and to understand and to study and protect those species. Because any laws, park plans, and conservation funding work, they will work better when we actually know the organisms. We have a name for them, and also we have documented ranges for those
Okay,
species.
we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
My guest was Cal Poly Humboldt Professor Dr. Sylvia Pavan. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.